One of our listeners, Jeff in California, just sent me a note. He says, hey, what hospital is Bernie in Havana, Cuba? I'd like to send him a get well note. Thank you, Jeff. I think you should. He's there in the Fidel wing of the Castro Hospital in Havana, Cuba. I think you got it. You know, it's incredible that Bernie has the new, you should have Medicare for all. Why? So we couldn't get heart stents like you did, like in 5 minutes? You know, the sad thing is how many people will fall for that. That's the really sad thing. All right, so back to our top story again. So Adam Schiff's aides are involved with the whistleblower days before the alleged whistleblower complaint is ever filed. All right, I say alleged whistleblower complaint now because now the origins of the complaint are all in doubt. Adam Schiff's team was involved. Then the whistleblower, this CIA agent, was handed off to an attorney, a Clinton-connected attorney. All right, so that's all there. Here's the problem with all that, and I'm going to read this. It's a little fuzzy, but I'm going to read this because here are the rules regarding the chain of action, if you will, how these things are supposed to go. The employee may contact the Intelligence Committee directly, described in Clause I, only if the employee has done so before making contact, furnishes to the director through the inspector general a statement of the employee's complaint of information and notice of the employee's intent to contact the Intelligence Committee directly. See, so before you ever contact Adam Schiff's aides, you have to go through the proper channels. That means through the inspector general and through the boss. Number two, you must first obtain and follow from the director through the inspector general direction how to contact the Intelligence Committee in accordance with appropriate security practices. Going directly to Adam Schiff's aides, according to the rules published for whistleblowers, is not legal. It's not even a close call. It's not even a close call. Did we get that new little clip in there, New York? So here again, Adam Schiff, September 17th, 2019. Here's what he said 5 weeks after he had seen and heard about the whistleblower's concerns and complaints through his aide or aides. We don't know how many people are involved. At least one of his aides met with the whistleblower, discussed it, hooked him up with a friendly attorney for the Democrats and the liberals, likely along. And then Adam Schiff is asked, have you ever spoken to the whistleblower? Here's the response.
We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to. We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to. We have not spoken directly with the whistleblower. We would like to.
Really? This is the guy who last week made up out of whole cloth comments about the memo of the phone call between the Ukrainian president and President Trump, made it all up, called it a parody. The impeachment of an American president to nullify the will of the people, to remove a sitting president, is probably one of the two or three most serious things Congress can ever do. And Adam Schiff tries to pass it off as a joke that they're making a parody. The parody because they don't have anything that's worth impeaching over. And then we find out that Adam Schiff, in violation of the rules of whistleblowers, had his staff talking to this individual. He was talking to the man, the CIA agent, because they've identified him so many times now by gender. We believe that it's a man. A disgruntled employee is what it sounds like to me. And then Nancy Pelosi takes the stage. Nancy Pelosi takes the stage and tries to defend about hearing about, of course, she already knew, that Adam Schiff had been caught coaching his own political witness. That's what this is. He got caught coaching his own political witness, maybe through a surrogate, but coaching the witness nonetheless. She tried to compare the impeachment farce, believe it or not, to the American Revolution. I can't even make this stuff up. It's so surreal and bizarre. It is bite number three with Mother Nancy. Go.
And as you've heard me say over and over again, the dark days of the revolution, Thomas Paine said, the times have found us. We think the times have found us now. Not that we place ourselves in a category of greatness of our founders, but we do place ourselves in a time of urgency on the threat to the Constitution, a system of checks and balances that is being made. It is, they fought for our independence. They declared independence. They fought and won. They established a democracy. Thank God they made the Constitution amendable so we could always ever be expanding freedom.
Nancy, they did not make a democracy. So infuriating. They made a democratic republic. If only the Democrats understood what kind of government we have. By the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, let me break it down for you. Let me break it down. Let me help you just a little bit. Big time wrestling is rigged. The New York Yankees, they cheat. And Nancy is lying through her teeth along with Adam Schiff. These are certainties on God's green earth. All right? All right, big time wrestling fake. The Yankees, of course they cheat. And Nancy and Adam, they are lying through their teeth. That's your takeaway today, all right? There it is. Crystal clear, black and white. Good grief. Any credibility that you may have given to Adam Schiff and the Democrats on any of this manufactured impeachment crisis, you better rethink. And for people like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens and Max Rose and some of these other freshman members of Congress in districts won by Donald Trump, let me assure you, a reckoning is coming. America smells a rat. America smells a rat, and they don't particularly care for it. It's Thursday, 25 after. We'll be right back.